to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring all Motown artists that have been inducted into the Cleveland Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This half hour, we'll hear from the Four Tops, the Four Seasons, Marvin Gaye, Eddie Holland, the Isley Brothers, Michael Jackson, the Jackson 5, Gladstein, the Pips, and Martha the Vandellas. All coming up the next half hour as we feature Motown artists who have been inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
But no one is big enough to go alone. Just ask the lonely, they know the hurting pain of losing a love you can never regain.
Just ask the lonely.
The young and foolish laugh at love slowly run away, confident and sure that fate will bring another love their way. But ask the lonely how vainly a heart can yearn for losing a love that will never return.
Just ask the lonely,
they'll tell you.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
I go forever.
listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
You know, sugar, that is
A Motown memory from Marvin Gaye. That was the live version of Distant Lover. And then reached number 24 in the United States pop charts from 1974. And Marvin Gaye was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987. Before that, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons with The Night on the Motown record label. It was released in 1972, didn't chart in the United States, but it did reach number 7 in the UK in 1975. And Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons were inducted into the Cleveland Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1990. And we started this half hour with The Four Tops and Ask the Lonely, number 24 in the pop charts from 1964. And that was their first top 40 song, and they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1990. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring all Motown artists who were inducted into the Cleveland Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is located on the shore of Lake Erie in downtown Cleveland, and it recognizes and archives the history of the best-known and most influential artists, producers, engineers, and other notable figures who have had some major influence on the development of rock and roll. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Foundation was established on April 20, 1983, by Atlantic Records founder and chairman Ahmet Ertegun. In 1986, Cleveland was chosen as the Hall of Fame's permanent home. Well, the search committee considered several cities, including Philadelphia, which was the home of Bill Haley and American Bandstand, Memphis, which was the home of Sun Records and Stack Records, Detroit, home of Motown Records, Cincinnati, home of King Records, and New York City, and finally Cleveland. Well, Cleveland lobbied for the museum, citing that WJY disc jockey Alan Freed both coined the term rock and roll and heavily promoted the new genre. Well, civic leaders in Cleveland pledged $65 million in public money to fund the construction, and that was the home chosen. Well, let's continue now with Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. Here is Eddie Holland and Jamie right here on Motown Memory.
Listen, my friends, while I tell you about a girl that's so divine. I love her for the joy she's brought me, for she's mine all mine. Oh, Jamie. Ooh. Talking about Jamie. Ooh. Talking about and pretty eyes that shine like gold. She has the kind of love for me that will never, never grow. Oh, Jamie. I'm talking about Jamie. Oh, talking about Jamie. That's my This is so divine. I thank the Lord up above for making Jamie all mine. I'm so glad to belong to her, and she's mine all mine. Oh, Jamie. Talking about Jamie. Yeah, talking about Jamie.
Michael Jackson with Rockin' Robin, and they reached number 2 in the United States pop charts in 1972. That was his second 45 on his own. Also at this time, he was part of the Jackson 5. Got to Be There was his first hit the year before in 1971. And Michael was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2001. Before that, the Isley Brothers with I Guess I'll Always Love You. They reached number 61 in the United States pop charts in 1966. The Isley Brothers were inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1992. They didn't have a lot of success on the Motown record label. They only had 4 charting songs, but they achieved much more success when they left Motown in 1969 and they recorded on the T-Neck record label with their first big smash, It's Your Thing. And we start with Eddie Holland and Jamie. He was inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1990, not as a performer, but as a non-performer, writer, and producer. That song reached number 30 in the United States pop charts in 1962. Stage fright kept Eddie away from performing, and he had 4 charting singles on Motown, one in 1962 and 3 in 1964. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring all artists who were inducted into the Cleveland Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, here are the Jackson 5 with Sugar Daddy, right here on Motown Memories.
Yeah.
Tom Fallon plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Love you gone from me and left behind.
Month of the Vandellas with Come and Get These Memories, and that was their first top 40 song, reaching number 29 in the United States pop charts in 1963, and Month of the Vandellas were inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995. Before that, Gladys Knight in the Pips with Friendship Train, number 17 from 1969, and Gladys and the Pips were inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland in 1996. And we started the set with the Jackson 5 and Sugar Daddy, number 10 from 1971, and the Jackson 5 were inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1997. Blues Half Hour features some great artists, all inducted into the Cleveland Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Come after the break, more inductees in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.